Aria, listen to me. The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
The seaweed is always cleaner in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look at the world around you, right here on the ocean floor. Such wonderful things around you. What more is you looking for? Under the sea, under the sea. Darling, it's better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we devoting full time to floating under the sea. Down here, all the fish is happy. As off to the waves they roll. The fish on the land ain't happy. They sad cause they in the bowl.
But fish in the bowl is lucky. They in for a worse update. One day when the boss get hungry, guess who's gonna be on the plate? Whoa-oh! Under the sea, under the sea. Nobody beat us, fry us and eat us in fricassee. We what the land folks love to cook. Under the sea we off the hook. We got no troubles, life is the bubbles. Under the sea, under the sea. Since life is sweet here, we got the beat here naturally. Even the sturgeon and the ray, they get the urge and start to play. We got the spirit, you got to hear it. Under the sea.
The newt play the flute, the car play the harp, the face play the bass and they sound the chomp, the bass play the brass, the chub play the tom, the flute is the duke of soul.
The ray he can play the lings on the strings, the trout rocking out, the blackfish he sings, the smelt and the sprat they know where it's at, and oh that blowfish blow!
Sardine begin the begin, it's music to me.
What do they got? A lot of sand. We got a hot crustacean band. Each little clam here know how to jam here under the sea.
Each little slug here cutting a rug here under the sea.
Each little snare here know how to wear here. That's why it's hotter under the water. Yeah, we are luckier down in the muck here under the sea.
And that was Genesis with Under the Sea from The Little Mermaid.
Oh, man, it's Genesis, man.
You got my bad.
A Jamaican accent.
I can't do accents to save my life. So my first note is WTF, JC, I love already. And that was just the opening monologue or the opening line. Yeah. Because I actually wrote WTF Reed, and again, I meant to say JC.
Oh.
I remember you guys' names
were changeable.
Wow.
That's the second time I did that today.
And let's end it on a high note right there.
Pretty much, I was smiling throughout this whole thing. I would have, my only, like, two nitpicks, and these are really, really nitpicks. I would have liked a different voice for the fish for the one in the bowl, and then you didn't do the big old deep fish. Yeah,
I'm not sure that, you know, JC's got an amazing range and he can do women's voices, but I'm not sure that he goes down that.
I don't care if he has
that's my job.
That's yours. Okay.
If Millie has some testosterone in her, I don't know
what.
Go on.
Okay, I don't know, I'm starting now. JC, when this first started, I was like, oh, I'm kind of worried, but I thought that you, like, Yeah, I was. I love your performance. This was awesome. I guess I kind of just really want you to always do rock things because when you do like the growls and stuff, I love it. And you got to the end and you were doing these growls and you had this huh, and it was awesome. And that's the kind of stuff that I like. And you just performed this at such a level that I was just smiling the whole time. I didn't actually write anything down. I just enjoyed it. And this makes me excited for Thursday.
Yes.
Woo!
Oh yeah, now we're
For
going to
those of you that
Disney.
aren't aware.
That's right. He dedicated this to Millie and the
He
gang.
did.
So I actually love when you do character stuff, which is why the whole season of Utterly Absurd was so much fun. And this was right up your alley for the character stuff. The only nitpick that I had was that there were times when you were dragging the notes a little bit, but the blend was great. Your range doesn't take you down to those bass notes, so I insist that you get Dragonite to do those bass notes for you. Or if not, I'll come help you.
No, it's my
I want a deep
job.
voice. Yes, I'm sorry. It's Melly's
Excuse
job.
me.
Millie's manpower.
We're gonna have a bass off between you and Dragonite, Melly.
Oh.
Man up.
And Daft
Okay.
Punk.
I need a
This was oh,
drink.
and Daft Punk. No, actually, I think Daft Punk could take you all down for that one.
Probably.
Daft Punk is like rumble bass. Oh my God. No, this is great. This is fantastic.
Wait, before we say who's next, are there any piranha under the sea? I want piranha. I
Piranha.
want
Want
Oh God.
piranha.
Who's next, Elle?
I need a drink. I'm sorry. It's too late for a drink. Up next is Audrey Golightly 13.
What I love most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water's always changing, always flowing. But people, I guess, can't live like that. We all must pay a price. To be safe, we lose our chance of ever knowing what's around the river bend, waiting just around the river bend. I look once more just around the river bend, beyond the shore. What I dream the day might send just around the river bend for me, coming for me. I feel it there beyond those trees or right behind these waterfalls. Can I ignore that sound of distant drumming? For our handsome, sturdy husband who builds handsome, sturdy walls and never dreams that something might be coming. Just around the river bend, waiting just around the river bend. I look once more, just around the river bend, beyond the shore, somewhere past the sea, don't know what for. Why do all my dreams extend just around the river bend? Just around the river bend. Should I choose the smoothest course, steady as the beating drum? Should I marry Kokom? Is all my dreaming at an end? Or do you still wait for me, dream giver?
That was Audrey Golightly 13 with Just Around the River Bend from Pocahontas. Audrey, I actually really like this on you. There were some times where I think that you got lost in the beat, and this song is so hard to keep up with because it changes, and then especially
Just like a
towards the
river
end.
bend.
Exactly. See, Anyways, yeah, no, it just got like especially towards the end it kind of got messy and I know it's hard to follow, but you just got to be careful with that. I loved how like on the handsome sturdy husband you like took on and you instead of just singing it you were like a handsome sturdy husband. I love that. I thought that was a adorable and perfect addition.
Yeah.
It just made it more kind of yours, and it made it just more character-y, which is really great. Yeah, no, I liked it, other than the timing stuff.
Audrey, you pick weird backtracks. What is the deal with this? Your backtrack went so fast. I was like, oh my God, she's this backtrack is running away from her, and she's trying just desperately to keep up with it. And at one point, it outpaced you. You sounded great. You sounded wonderful, but you were really like, it felt like you were at times really struggling just to keep up with it, which was
it's kind a hard of distracting. Song to keep up with. You try.
I guess. Yeah.
You
no.
will.
Really, just around the bend.
Do it as Honey Reed.
I'll do it as Honey Reed. Yeah. Go on. So I'm trying to figure out how to do that. Like just around the river. Oh, I don't give a shit.
Give me like 2 seconds.
Look at that badass river.
You need to recover. Deep breath, Sal.
That song took on Audrey. She doesn't give a shit. She just pounded away at the song anyway. Did the song go faster than a speeding race car? Did it go faster than a cheating? Sure, she didn't care. She's like, fuck that. I'm gonna. Okay, I'm stopping.
Okay.
Edit.
I really loved this. I think it's the second highest note at the end. That was really nice. My only real nitpick was the ending bend with the reverb. It felt like it was a little too much reverb for my liking.
Dylan.
That, what?
Sorry. That burst. Dylan found a picture of Juverine.
Oh, God.
Okay, anyway.
But I really love this part where he had the lower section. But yeah. Yeah, ready. Next.
Sorry.
Okay, who's next?
In the corner, Reed. Now. Honey, Reed. Corner.
Okay, who's next?
Okay. Up next is, Dylan Collins and Turtle.
That was my segue. Oh,
well, you said it too early then. Way to go, Reed. Sorry. Ruined it.
Come on, skinny love, just last the year. Pour a little salt, we were never here. My. Staring at the sink of blood and crushed veneer.
I tell my love to wreck it all. Cut off all the ropes and let me fall. My. Right in this moment, this order's tall.
And I told you to be patient. I told you to be fine. And I told you to be balanced. I told you to be kind. In the morning I'll be with you, but it'll be a different kind. I'll be holding all the tickets, and you'll be owing all the fines.
Come on, skinny love, what happened here?
We suckled on the hope in light brassiers.
My.
Stolen load, it is full, so slow on the split. And I told you to be patient. I told you to be fine. And I told you to be balanced. And I told you to be kind. And now all your love is wasted. And who the hell was I? I'm breaking at the bridges. And at the end of all your lines. Who will love you? Who will
fight. Come on, skinny love.
And in my segue, Melody, here's Dylan, who kudos.
Segue. That's how I segue.
Okay, so this is it's a creepy segue. Okay. all right, so Dylan and Turtle sang, what's the name of the song?
Skinny Love. Skinny Love. Very indie. Or... Skinny
Love. Okay, I think the biggest note that I have is, damn, you guys picked a song that like was perfect for your voices. I was really impressed with this. This was really good. It's interesting because you guys have such different tonalities to your voices. You're both indie in totally different ways. And at first I was a little worried that wasn't going to blend well, but it did. It blended really well. I thought you guys did a great job. I think Turtle mixed this. I kind of liked that it was compressed high up because I felt like the vocals were like right there with the music, and with my headphones that worked really, really well. So I liked it a lot.
Oh, my turn. So Millie, I caught him this time. I heard clicks and mouth clicks and stuff.
Yeah, we all did.
It was like a little heavy panting there going on too.
Yeah, maybe that was me.
No, I'm just kidding.
Because, yeah, I had to check, like, 3 or 4 times, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, it's them.
And that was the compression that did that, by the way. All those little things that probably didn't get noticed on the raw suddenly popped up with the compression.
Mm-hmm, yeah, perhaps. It really brings them out.
So, for me, Dylan, when I first heard this, like right at the beginning when we first started singing, I'm like, I don't know the song, so please bear with me. I'm like, but as the song went on, it really felt like it goes with this kind of style and everything, so yay. And then I just really love Turtle's entrance. And that's all the notes I really have.
Oh, can I throw in one thing about Turtle's? I loved her high notes.
Oh, yeah.
Her high notes are gorgeous.
Okay, steal my note right before I say it.
That's right, Melly.
Suck
that's
it, Melly.
Segue.
Suck it.
Segue, Melly.
Anyways, Dylan and Turtle. I disagree with Zell. Like, the first line from Dylan set the tone for the whole song. It was super effective. Critical hit. I kind of wish that, okay, I'm kind of torn because, like, I love this as a duet. Like Reed said, your blend was amazing. You guys sounded fantastic together. But in some ways, I kind of wish that Turtle had done a song, done it, like, by herself, simply because I've heard Dylan do it before, and it was, like, and, like, recently, so it was, like, I know you re-recorded and everything, but it was just kind of, like, oh, I've heard this, and then, like, when Turtle's parts came in, it was something fresh and new, and I was, like, oh, Turtle. It seems you guys, like, picked a different song, even, because, like, you sounded amazing together, but I had no problems with the vocals or anything other than the clicks at the beginning. This was, like, a really fantastic duet. Really fantastic. Who's next?
And up next is Luna Prongs.
Okay, here we go. Now, should we tell a quick story about this? Okay, poor... Should we call her Jules? Okay, she goes by Jules on the sketch. We'll go with Jules. Poor Jules, her computer... My computer did this to me like a year and a half ago. Her computer literally went clunk and died. All the stuff that she had got locked in on her hard drive, and she could not get her computer to turn on. In an hour and a half to go before the show was going to air, desperation, we found a way for her to record this on her iPod, I'm sorry, because iPad is the Boston way of saying iPod. She recorded it on her iPod, but she couldn't get it to coordinate with any kind of backtrack, so we gave her an exception, allowed her to do this a cappella. When she sent me the files, they came in as AIFFs, and they didn't translate well. And when Lucidity, God bless his soul, tried to mix for her, all he got was a lot of and nothing, no sound or anything. And we thought she was toast in the water until I finally figured out to do it through iTunes. And that's when Janie Gurley came and ran the second save of the night. And we now have a song. Jules, you're still in the running.
Yay!
It was an adventure.
It was.
It was.
I'm very excited to hear it.
Yes.
Picture yourself in a boat on a river with tangerine trees and marmalade skies. Somebody calls you, you answer quite slowly. The girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Cellophane flowers of yellow and green towering over your hair. Look for the girl with the sun in her eyes and she's gone. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Oh. Follow her down to a bridge by a fountain with rocking horse people eating marshmallow pies. Everyone smiles as you drift past the flowers that grow so incredibly high. Newspaper taxis appear on the shore, waiting to take you away. Climb in the back with your head in the clouds and you're gone. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Ah, picture yourself on a train in a station. Seen porters with looking glass ties. Suddenly someone is there at the turnstile, the girl with kaleidoscope eyes. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Ah, Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds. Lucy in the sky with diamonds.
Again, that was Luna Prongs with Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Yes.
Is that the full name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Beatles.
From the movie Yellow Submarine, which is an acid trip without the acid.
And they also used it in the movie musical Across the Universe. So double whammy.
Yes. Double whammy.
Which is an acid trip without the trip.
Okay. Oh, God. Beatles and their acid trip movies. I don't get it. I would like to say I would still like to hear a clean version of this because this one had a lot of great potential, I think. With all technical things aside, I heard some nice harmony moments. I think I heard a few flat notes here and there, but that's about it. Millie?
I love the tone of your voice. You have like this just... this little, it's not even like a big rasp, it's just like this little tiny like tinge that just colors your voice really nicely, and I love that. Yeah, I would have loved to have heard the full thing of this, and it was hard. I know that it, with, like, recording on your iPod, like, and with the transfer of the file types from, like, the AIFF or whatever it was, like, it just kind of was a bit wacky with, like, when I had to stop and start again, and it, that kind of took me out of it, but I did really like your voice on it, and I loved, like, the on the diamonds, like, the duh, like, the, oh, I can't even do it, like, there's a little run on them, like, in the high harmony, and I thought that sounded really, really lovely. Reed.
This was, you know, I'm just going to start by applauding you, because you could have dropped. Yep. You could have just run away and not tried. And, yeah, you needed some help with it, but you put the effort in, and I gave you points in my mind for that. It really does. It really does mean a lot, because you did everything that you could do under the circumstances. Other people didn't react so well under similar circumstances, and you reacted very well. This is Beatles, and Beatles is repetitive and boring, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And it would have been nice, and I kind of hope that you're going to get to stay in the competition, especially with that kind of dedication. If you do, try and change up your songs a little bit with the verses, and find variation in the way you sing things. A lot of the things that would have stood out to me as critiques had nothing to do with you. And I'm not even going to critique the mixing, because everything was done really rush, because literally Janie took this on while we were recording this show. So she did it on the fly, so that you would have something. So there's no criticism really of anything. The vocals sounded really pretty. It was weird how, like, some of your harmonies, like, just cut out all of a sudden. And I don't know if that was your iPod that did that. The only actual criticism I had was that you could have tried to do something to spice the song up a little bit, yeah, and make it a little less boring of a song, but you sounded very good. I agree with Melly about the tone.
I love raspy spices. Makes me happy. Who's next, Lena?
Up next is Sorachu.
Ah!
Sorachu!